Joe Biden, when they let him out of the basement, and he teams up with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, they are spending money like crazy. Dear God, please, nobody tell the Democrats what comes after a trillion.
Nobody tell them what comes after a trillion. That's Senator Ted Cruz, of course. You know, they don't care. They'll just spend trillion on top of trillion until they reach a quadrillion. And now, Led Zeppelin. Go like this. Woohoo! Hey, it's Friday. That can't be bad. And once again, welcome unto you. We are at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is our telephone number. If you would enjoy participating in our humble program, our broadcasts, you can do so by calling 888-630-9625. You know, probably not everybody gets on, but you know, we try. We do what we can because we believe in free speech, and we're real. You know, we're the real kind of Democrats, not like these people that call themselves Democrats who aren't. They're not Democratic. The Democratic Party isn't, as every school child can tell you at this point. A lot of stuff that the Democrats have given us once again over a 24-hour period, and there's so much of it, in fact, that I'd really like to jump into it. First of all, the Biden Justice Department has just announced that former officer Derek Chauvin and three other former police officers in Minneapolis are indicted by a federal grand jury in connection with the death of George Floyd. This is redundant, repetitive, unnecessary. But the left is a lynch mob, you know, and they go after he's already been convicted, Derek Chauvin, and he was the one. You know, the other two guys are Asian, so I don't know how that works. I think this indictment could be a hate crime, an anti-Asian hate crime by the Democrats. But CNN is very excited to announce that the Biden Justice Department, Merrick Garland, they've put out a statement saying to their friends at CNN, because they're dating, you know, CNN and the Justice Department, doing a little of the old, little of this and that behind the curtain. Federal grand jury has indicted four former Minneapolis police officers in connection with the death of George Floyd, alleging the officers violated his constitutional rights, to pass counterfeit bills and things like that. It's a different sort of thing. Also, I should say, I got a text message from CVS, the pharmacy, you know, convenience and what is it, Michael? Convenience value service, I think is what they like to call themselves. CVS, it's a drugstore chain. Perhaps you've seen one or 100 of them somewhere. CVS texted me this morning informing me that free, absolutely free. Nobody's paying for it. They're just free. They've fallen like manna from heaven. Free COVID-19 vaccines are now available near you for people age 16 plus. Make an appointment. It's easy online. And you can go to CVS's everywhere to get your free vaccines because, you know, vaccines are vital. If you don't have your vaccine, you know, this world is not for you, because the left, they got these COVID passports and all that stuff that they're doing. You know, I've mentioned before that I have it in a leather box at home where my passport is and things. This little yellow booklet, which for me contains the information about the various vaccines I've received over the years for travel, for overseas travel, and hydroxychloroquine to go to Africa, take pills, and another shot for going to Russia, another shot for going to Indonesia, another, you know, whatever, for the various things that they're having there. And it's been kind of an accepted practice with people who are, if you're in government or the military and you do a lot of foreign travel, overseas travel, in particular, if you go to a lot of beep hole countries and, you know, if you're going to France, you don't have to get the cheese vaccine or the Beaujolais vaccine or anything like that as a rule. But if you're going to go to the Philippines or to some other places, you might need to get vaccinations or take some pills, shots or pills. And I have this booklet When in my previous life, I traveled a lot to we called it the All the World's Beep Hole Tour, because you never went to, you know, when I was in the news business, I was never sent to France. I was always sent to Severodvinsk instead, places like that. And now in the United States, they're kind of making this a domestic thing. They're lying about it, of course, as we go. But this is going to, and it appears to be becoming kind of a thing in a sneaky way, in a tricky way right now, where you're not going to be able to do this. I was talking the other day about how, who is it, the Yankees or the Mets, they're going to have a vaccinated section in the stadium and an unvaccinated section in the stadium. And the unvaccinated section sounds better because they have what they call social distancing, so you don't have people in the seats next to you. It's much more luxurious, so you might actually claim that you're not vaccinated, so you get more space in the stadium to yourself. Sounds good, right? But then they tell you got to wear a mask. And I was talking yesterday, and we had a great caller yesterday who had gone to a Washington Nationals baseball game night before last, and one of a member of the Reichsführer staff came over and threatened to eject him from the ballpark. No, actually, he threatened to shut down, our caller said, threatened to shut down the ball game and send everybody home like mom. You know, it's like, mom, you quiet down back there, or all, we're going to turn this car right around and we're going to go back home. And we're going to cancel the baseball game because one guy wasn't wearing his mask properly. Was he drinking a beer, eating peanuts? It's hard to eat peanuts. You know, at baseball games, I eat peanuts in the shell. I eat the whole shell. I just take the thing and I stuff the whole thing with the shell on it in my it's roughage, too. It's good roughage for you. But that's hard to do if you're wearing a mask. That is hard to do if you're wearing a mask. I sometimes get a bag of peanuts and eat them in the shell at home, too. I'm a big peanut person. I always have peanuts in the house. Planters, dry roasted peanuts, and things like that. But that's not important right now. Let's get back to this this COVID thing. The baseball games, so they're, and can you fly without having your vaccination? Can you go to restaurants? Are you going to have to, we're talking about having a red letter V sewn onto your clothing, maybe a yellow letter V sewn on your clothing. That will determine, that show whether you had this vaccine or that vaccine or the updated version. Will you have to get booster shots forever? Will the government have to prove of you getting booster shots? What if you have allergic reactions and have had allergic reactions in the past? I know I have a friend who actually several years ago, a number of years ago, got a flu shot, just your annual flu shot, nearly died from a flu shot, therefore not getting this vaccine. And it becomes tricky, doesn't it? It becomes very tricky. Now, let me get to some of the stuff from today. And again, we are at 888-630-9625. As usual, it's where we like to reside at the other end of the phone line. Here is here's another sports thing. NFL providing 50 free Super Bowl tickets to vaccinated fans. 50. That's not very many. You should really, it's kind of greedy, isn't it? It's only 50. What kind of selfish billionaires are you people? That's the left-wing attack. The National Football League has decided to use its platform to encourage Americans to get vaccinated, NBC Sports says. And, you know, NBC goes with the government line at all times. No independent thinking, none of this land of the free, home of the brave stuff for them. The league announced that it will be giving away 50 free tickets, probably nosebleed in the middle of nowhere, to Super Bowl LVI. I like to say LVI because they're, you know, using the Roman numerals and all that good stuff. So, 56. To vaccinated fans, the Super Bowl will be in February 2022. At the SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, California. To win a pair of Super Bowl tickets, fans will have to share their story of why they decided to get vaccinated. What if it's not a very interesting story, like, you know, you just get vaccinated all the time? Or why they will be getting vaccinated soon. You got to share your story. It's a storytelling exercise. This major campaign, it's not really a major campaign if you're talking about 50 tickets, is another step the league has taken to aid in helping the world return to a normal state, or something like that. This is not the NFL's first attempt to be part of the vaccination conversation, NBC Sports types on behalf of the state. Millions of vaccinations have been administered at over 20 NFL stadiums and facilities since the beginning of the year. Really, that's a major participation in all of this, huh? It's in the parking lots, you know, where they are. Theaters in Washington have been sites for vaccinations, too. I don't think that means the theater community has stepped up efforts on the vaccination thing. The NFL previously invited 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers. Since when do we call doctors and nurses workers? Oh, yeah, since the left took over the lexicon and Sovietized the English language. To Super Bowl 55 in Tampa as a way to show their appreciation for the nonstop work efforts of the many healthcare workers. They just said it again during the global pandemic. Yeah, the workers. You know, in China, they call everybody workers, too, because they're communists. Just saying. Here is another one. Here in Washington, D.C., we have a big place for the performing arts along the Potomac River. Between Georgetown and the Lincoln Memorial. It's called the Kennedy Center, the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. And here's the headline from Popville. D.C. government is the header. Always a corrupt and screwed up operation, D.C. government. Get a free Uber ride for your free vaccine at the Kennedy Center. Then get a free beer. See, then you get a free beer. This is, they're making it very enticing, aren't they? First, you get a free Uber ride. You probably have to have the Uber app if you don't already, and then you get a free Uber ride. And then you go to the Kennedy Center, which has gotten tens of millions of taxpayer dollars for being closed during this period. And then you get your vaccination, you see, and then you get a free beer. You get it because everything is free. It's free, free, free. That's three free things right there. You get a free Uber ride, then you get a free vaccine, then you get a free beer. I saw stories just a few weeks ago that you shouldn't drink after you get your vaccination, and now they seem to be once again muddying that message. Don't believe that. Just go ahead and whatever you like to drink, go ahead and drink after getting your vaccination because it doesn't make any difference. It turns out that was more fake news as well. So you get free stuff, and I was talking, telling the story last week because it's true, that in Washington, D.C., there was, marijuana, smoking marijuana, possessing marijuana with certain guardrails is now legal in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., because Democrats run the place. But they completely screwed up the legalization of marijuana because Democrats run the place. So you can sell marijuana at stores, you just have to lie about it. You can buy marijuana at stores, you just have to lie about it, because Democrats are really more comfortable with the lie than they are with the truth. But they have these marijuana organizations in Washington, and last week they positioned people at various vaccination sites around the city. You went in, you get your vaccination, or just show up with your vaccination card, and they were giving you a free marijuana cigarette. They call them joints. You know, it's the jargon of the drug trade, joints. They were giving out free joints. So now you get a free Uber, you get a free vaccination, you get a free beer, you get a free joint. And then because, you know, you've had a beer and you're stoned, you can go to Krispy Kreme and get a free donut. Get a free donut. Because that's true. I think that's good through the end of the year or something like that. Is that true? I don't speak for the Krispy Kreme Corporation, but if I remember correctly, I think that's the case. So all kinds of free, free, free. And in West Virginia now, the state of West Virginia, a beautiful, it's wild and wonderful West Virginia, and it really is a great state. West Virginia will pay young people $100 to get vaccinated against the COVID-19. Why just young people? That seems to be unconstitutional. And the state is offering a $100 savings bond to everyone between the ages of 16 and 35 who get vaccinated. According to Governor Jim Justice, who is a Republican, Governor Justice, that's good stuff. And in New Orleans, Louisiana, one shot, 1 pound. What is that of reefer? We're back to pot again. NOLA officials partner with nonprofit to give free crawfish to those that get vaccinated. Crawfish, you get a pound of crawfish. So, I mean, you mix this up, you got a party going across America, I think, don't you? Big party going across America with all kinds of free stuff. Free Uber rides, free shots, free beers, free joints, free donuts, free crawfish. Really, what more do you need? Everything's free. Everything's nice in America. Here it is. Why should you have to choose between a great shave and a fair price. Well, the truth is you don't have to because you're listening to me right now. The cheap option, you know, anywhere you go is usually cheap for a reason. Sometimes you end up paying a whole lot just to be let down with another cheap product that you paid a lot for, but not with Harry's. You see, with Harry's, you don't have to choose between high quality and great value because at Harry's, they give you award-winning blades at factory direct prices. They do that because they built their own factory in Germany and they make their own blades, cutting out multiple middlemen, saving you lots of money. They've got the five-blade razors. You're familiar with these? The most comfortable weighted handle in the business. That is no joke. And the closest shave you've had in years and years, maybe ever. And for a limited time right now, Harry's is offering their starter set plus a free travel-size body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/plant. That's a value of more than $16 for three American dollars. Harry's stands behind the quality of their blades so much that they've got a 100% money-back guarantee at harrys.com. For a limited time, Harry's has an exclusive offer for listeners to my humble radio show, that's you. New customers can get a Harry's starter set and free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/plant. You get the five-blade razor, the beautiful weighted Truman handle, foaming shaving gel, and a travel blade cover, plus a travel-size body wash, a value of $16 for three American dollars. Never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/plant to redeem your offer today. Yeah, lots of free. Everything's free. And there's really a push to get your, you know, what happened to this My Body, My Choice thing? Remember that? You know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a Planned Parenthood baby. Did you know that she's a Planned Parenthood baby?
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
That's funny. Ron DeSantis in Florida is being attacked by the corrupt news media, the Washington Post and beyond. And a funny op-ed the Washington Post published has caused a bunch of fake journalists who are leftists to go on strike today. I've got that coming up. Let's go to Kathy calling from Fall River, Mass. Kathy, you're
hey,
on the Chris
how
Plank
are
Show.
You?
Hey.
Hi, Chris. The last time we talked, it was about my niece being in school with Sandy and going to know her very, very well over the years. So I was just wondering, with that offer that they're offering for the – what is it again? The football thing.
Yeah, free beer and
Super Bowl
tickets.
Yeah, I'm not much into sports. So the Super Bowl thing, we're going to get a free beer, and I just wanted to be sure they were going to check their IDs.
Oh, God, you know, Jenny, since you can vaccinate 16 and over, are they going to ID them? Because we know, what is IDing people? What is that, Kathy?
It's a it's racist to do that.
It's racist. That's exactly right. IDing people is racist. So if you're giving away stuff, and what about for pot? They're giving away free joints. I'm sure the pot groups were not IDing people, but you can get a vaccination card, I guess, 16 and up now. Very good point, Kathy. You know, every time they fix a problem, they create a new one, don't they? They're the left.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The left, the Democrats, the media. But I repeat myself. Yeah, the Washington Post and the other media attacking Governor Ron DeSantis for, you know, changing. If you change anything in election law, it's racist, and somehow black people will never figure it out, according to the Democrats. And you got to have an ID, you know, because that's, you can't, everybody knows the Democrats explained to us that minorities can't get photo IDs. They never give a very good reason. Also in the Washington Post today, I can't even count how many stories. Maybe I could if I spent a little time counting. And the political cartoon is attacking Ron DeSantis, too, there. And he has disdain for democracy, apparently. All of this is completely insane. And minorities will never be able to figure it out, because minorities, you know, the great white father, that is the Democrat Party, is here to help them out. It's manifest destiny in the 21st century, I think. Remarkable stuff. But I want to get to that shortly. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. There is the Washington Post, apparently, and I have a hard copy of the Washington Post today. I don't see it in the hard copy of the Washington Post. It's online, and maybe it will be in tomorrow's edition of the Washington Post or something like that. But the editor of a magazine called The Washingtonian, published a piece, as they call them, that the Washington Post may publish tomorrow, but they posted online today. The headline is, "As a CEO, I worry about the erosion of office culture with more remote work." And Kathy Merrill is the author. She is the executive editor. Chief executive of the Washingtonian Media. So that's above the editor, actually. She's the big boss. "Like many of my fellow small business owners," it's not a very small business, "I'm excited about the prospect of returning to in-person work, but I'm struggling with when and how to safely reopen our office. How many days a week? Vaccination requirements, mask mandates, and so on. But also, like my peers, I'm concerned about the unfortunate common office worker." She refers to employees as common office worker, "who wants to continue working at home and just go into the office on occasion. In several group calls with chief executives, I've found a great sense of pride in how well our teams have done during the past year. However," she admonishes, "we all started at a workplace, and we and our employees knew one another, which made remote work considerably easier and more productive. We also could rely on office cultures, she says, established practices, unspoken rules about shared values, meaning they're all leftists, established over years, they all went to the same schools, in large part by people interacting in person. Now, most of this is essentially true, of course. Now we face a recreating a workplace where a good culture of trust will be harder to build. Now, this is kind of going in an interesting direction, I suppose, but it wait till you hear, because it kind of goes crazy. She says, while some employees might like to continue to work from home and pop in only when necessary, that presents executives with a tempting economic option the employees might not like. I estimate that about 20% of every office job is outside one's core responsibilities. Extra, she says in quotation marks. It involves helping a colleague, mentoring more junior people, celebrating someone's birthday. Things that drive office culture. If the employee is rarely around to participate in those extras, management has a strong incentive to change their status to contractor. She puts the word contractor in quotation marks as well. Instead of receiving a set salary, contractors are paid only for the work they do, either hourly or by appropriate output metrics. You know, appropriate output metrics, everybody has those. That would mean also not having to pay for health care, a 401k match, and our share of FICA in Medicare taxes. Benefits that, in my company's case, add up to roughly an extra 15% of compensation, not to mention the potential savings of reducing office space and extras such as bonuses and parking fees. Now, this is an interesting point that she makes. She goes on from there, makes several kind of interesting corporate points. You know how the left hates corporations and bosses and reason and rational thought and serious conversation. So naturally, because Washingtonian is a magazine based in Washington, it's the pond has been stocked with people that call themselves liberals, but for the most part have galloped over to leftism and have left liberalism long ago. So they have employees there, at least for the moment. And the woman who is the boss, the big boss at the place, I suspect Michael and Victor and I were talking a little while ago, and suggested that maybe she may not be the chief executive at Washingtonian by the time the sun goes down today, because the left has organized and the employees have organized, and they're like Lech Walesa, you know, in the shipyards in Gdansk. I could say Gdansk, even though it's Dansk, but that's okay. My best girl and I, we went to Dansk a couple of years ago in Poland. They have an employee named Andrew Bujon. And B-E-A-U-J-O-N, probably Bojan. And depends on whether he's from France or Louisiana. He writes on his little Twitter account, as members of the Washingtonian editorial staff, we want our CEO to understand the risks of not valuing our labor. What, risks and labor? We are dismayed by Kathy Merrill's public threat to our livelihoods. Well, it's not really to your livelihood. She's just saying, you know, that if nobody comes back to work, that things might change around here. We will not be publishing today. Well, wait a minute, Andrew Bojan. Andrew Bojan says that Washingtonian will not be publishing today. So they're going on strike. You see, they've called an instant strike. This is what the left has been doing in France and in Europe for decades. And we have always been outside of that BS envelope because we're not a country full of leftists. Like France, for example. So Andrew Bujon, senior editor at Washingtonian, has announced that they will not be publishing today. It's not, you know, they publish online every day. Usually it's propaganda for the Democratic Party. And then you got other people weighing in. Solidarity, Andrew! With two exclamation marks from Christine Grimaldi, who pretends to be a journalist also. And solidarity because they think they're Lech Walesa and the Soviet Union is coming down, when in fact the opposite is true. And boom goes the dynamite. Good for you guys, the people on Twitter responding. It's really quite remarkable what leftists will do to everything if you give them the chance. They'll destroy everything. Janice Lewis George. I stand in solidarity with the staff at Washingtonian as they withhold their labor today. No worker, listen to the communist language here, no worker should ever have their livelihood threatened for wanting to work from home during a pandemic. Reporters deserve so much better, Janice Lewis, she likes to say, because there's solidarity, because that's really, they're standing up against something like that. Nobody knows what it is. She is amazingly a member of the Washington, D.C. City Council, Janice Lewis George. She has never accomplished anything in the real world and likely never will. And then all of the other employees at the Washingtonian have jumped in. As members of the Washingtonian editorial staff, we wonder, value, and now, wait a minute, they're all cutting and pasting the same thing, because as writers, it's much easier to plagiarize and to cut and paste. They all work at the Washingtonian. Jessica Sidman, maybe it's Sidman. Jane Recker, she's a home wrecker, I think. Rob Brunner, and they're all tweeting out the same thing. As members of the Washington editorial staff, we want our CEO to understand the risks of not valuing our labor. So now they're threatening her. We're dismayed with Kathy Merrill's public threat to our livelihoods. It's not really a threat to your livelihoods. We will not be publishing today. Boy, I got to tell you. Yesterday, the Washingtonian, just to give you some sense of where they're coming from, they spent 4 years attacking President Trump and Kayleigh McEnany and Sarah Huckabee Sanders and the Trump White House and all the successes, and lying about it because they're, you know, left-wing Washington journalists engaged in a hot tub circle fest of the First Order. And the Washingtonian just yesterday, with the headline, "The Awkward Feeling of Rooting for the White House Press Secretary." That's the Washingtonian yesterday. This is what they published yesterday, and they're publishing this. And they have a picture of Jen Psaki, Colonel Klebb from the James Bond movie From Russia with Love, standing at the podium, and a lot of white people raising their hands in Brooks Brothers suits. And the headline, "The Awkward," by Jessica M. Goldstein, a frothy Democrat and leftist. "The awkward feeling of rooting for the White House press secretary?" Well, after 4 years of attacking and smearing and slandering, see, it's the subheadline is, "Half of America is smitten with Jen Psaki." That is completely ridiculous. That nothing about that is true. "While a swath of the White House press corps sounds quite taken with how polite she is." Yeah, because Kayleigh McEnany wasn't polite. You guys were throwing soup cans and vomiting all over the floor and setting the place on fire, stealing the curtains and stuff during the 4 years of the Trump administration. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Kayleigh McEnany in particular, incredibly polite given the frothy hatred that you guys delivered every day, that you dished out every day. But never mind any of that. So good, go on strike. And you know what, Washingtonian? Collapse. Everybody should lose your jobs, and you should go into Joe Biden's job market. Speaking of which, the job numbers came out today, and they were extremely disappointing. So the executive, whatever she is, may lose her job because the Dansk shipyard workers are going on strike because their boss said something obviously true, and they're against anything that's true, obvious or not. And so they could all lose their jobs, and the Washingtonian magazine could go out of business. And that would be kind of funny, I think, don't you think? Whereas I know I have a story on the jobs numbers today, because the job numbers came out, and they are not good. The jobs numbers are not good. In fact, they're terrible that came out today. They had a good month. What good month a couple of months ago, because the economy was rebounding because of President Trump's Operation Warp Speed and the delivery of the vaccinations, the various vaccines. Here's the headline from this morning. "Economy falls far short of expectations with just 266,000 jobs in April. Unemployment rate rises to 6.1%. Now, that's not what you're looking for. The economy added far fewer jobs than expected in April, just 266,000 jobs. Unemployment rate rose to 6.1%. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported on Friday. The jobs numbers indicate that the pandemic recovery is not proceeding nearly as fast as was hoped." And, you know, the news media will spin this for them, of course, and make it all sound good, even though it's not, because they're very, very crooked people. That's our news media. What can I tell you? It's not a good thing. By the way, in California, I believe it's the state of California, our most populous state. State of California, they have a record low number of new cases. Isn't that right? Record low number of new cases in California. And that's good news. There it is now. In dramatic shift, it's a dramatic shift. California COVID-19 hospitalizations are at lowest level since the start of the pandemic. In a dramatic shift, the headline is from the Hastings, California Tribune. California COVID-19 hospitalizations are the lowest since the pandemic start. And a dramatic sign of how rapidly California is recovering from COVID-19. The state recorded its lowest hospitalization rate since the first few weeks of the pandemic, according to data reviewed by the Los Angeles Times. Number comes just months after the winter surge that left hospitals across Southern California overwhelmed with patients and a spike in deaths. But not anymore. So that's good stuff. And I guess you can thank President Trump for all of the vaccines and all of that good stuff, because that's really what is responsible for all of this. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows it. Yep. Yeah. And in California, we got another cancel culture thing in California. That's coming right up. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625. Ron DeSantis in Florida does all the right things, and he's the villain of the story. And then on the COVID, they're still after him because they think he might run for president and be successful. So the left, and that means the news media, they're out. The long knives are out for Ron DeSantis. And they're all lies. They're all lies, just like they lied about him with the COVID. Now they're lying about him with the voting laws, including the cartoonists and the other clowns at the Washington Post. I've got the truth for you coming up this morning.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Talking to my friend Seton Motley at Red State, and good idea, the people at Washingtonia. I'll give some Joe Biden advice to the people at Washingtonian. Learn how to code. You should become programmers. Sure, the jobs numbers are not what we'd like. Also, in the jobs numbers they released today from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, not only are they terribly low numbers and the unemployment rate went up, but they also downgraded the numbers that they had put out last month and the month before. Coincidentally, both months they took away 78,000 jobs that they had previously reported. Turns out not the case. Not the case. Right stuff. Yeah, so learn to code. Learn to code. You can become programmers. It's no problem. Just there's you know, a whole new, you can get green jobs. They can go, they can make solar panels. There are all kinds of new green energy jobs they could do. They could work in AOC's new climate corps. She wants 1.5 million workers. You could go be workers there in the civilian, you know, the thing. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to David calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. David, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha.
I wanted to talk to you about these vaccine passports. Remember, last year, New York had made people quarantine for 2 weeks, or you couldn't come from different states. Where does New York get the authority to do that? There's the Interstate Commerce Clause in the Constitution, and well, that's the federal government's job.
Well, you know, you I know that you've noticed, because you're bringing it up, all these governors, and I've got a mayor here that has imposed all kinds of draconian, illegal, unconstitutional mandates. There are all kinds of abuses of power and power grabs going on, overwhelmingly, of course, by Democrats across the country, right? And who's challenging them? You know, the reality is, David, because it's true, if only we had a news media that held elected officials to account, even if they're Democrats, which is the problem that we have, they don't. I would say that the governor in the state of New York don't have that authority. You'd say that, right?
No. I mean, it's they fought a civil war to have an all-powerful federal government, but now they want states' rights. I mean, I don't understand it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the Confederacy, the Confederate States of America, the Democrat side of the war versus the Republican side of the Civil War with Abraham Lincoln, later shot and killed by a Democrat, first Republican president. But never mind all that. Yeah, that's right, over federalism. And you're absolutely right. You know, the Gavin Newsom in California, the Democrats everywhere, the governors and local officials, believe that they have all kinds of power that they don't have. The mayor of Washington, D.C., banned dancing at weddings in our nation's capital. Dancing at weddings and standing around at wedding receptions. No standing around, no dancing. She's apparently still wrestling with this, but I thought she was brighter than this. I was mistaken. Of course, they don't have the legal authority to do it. They've been doing all kinds of things under the guise of emergency powers because of the pandemic, you see, out of the city of Wuhan in communist China, where they lied about it all over the place. In fact, I got a great story on that topic today. It is amazingly in the Washington Post, of all places. David, thank you for calling in, and thank you for being a thoughtful and well-informed American.